Chapter 5. The Body. While I was asleep, I had a dream. In my dream, I swam in a wide blue river, but when I woke up, I was still in the desert. The sun rose, and we saw Sheba's mountain across the desert. It was beautiful. We walked to the top of a hill near our camp.
"We can't continue without water," said Sir Henry.
"Dom José de Silvestre's old map shows water in this area," I replied. Suddenly, Fentfogel, our servant, stood up and smelled the air.
"There's water near here. I can smell it," he said.
We looked down the other side of the hill and saw a pool of water. We all ran down the side of the hill to the pool and drank. Then we took off our clothes and washed in the water. Later, we ate some dried meat and lay down to rest and smoke our pipes. We stayed by the pool for another day to rest and regain our strength. The next night, we filled our water bottles with the water and started to walk towards Sheba's mountain. By the time we arrived at the bottom of the mountain, our water was finished, and we were very thirsty again. Umbopa found some wild melons growing on the side of the mountain. They were small and still a little green, but we ate until we were no longer hungry. Then we put more melons into our bags and walked by moonlight. The air became much colder as we went higher up the mountain. Near the snow at the top of the mountain, we found more melons. We didn't have any more dried meat, so we ate more of the cold green melons. That night, we were cold and still very hungry. Fentfogel suffered from the cold more than anyone else. He came from a much warmer climate. The next day, we climbed up through the snow, and at sunset we came to a cave in the side of the mountain. We entered the cave and lit a small fire. We lay close together under our blankets. The night was terribly cold. Our poor servant, Fentfogel, shook with cold and was very weak. In the morning, we found Fentfogel dead. He was a good and cheerful companion, and his death made us very sad. I started to pull his body to the back of the cave, and I got a terrible shock. I found the frozen body of a dead man at the back of the cave. I called Sir Henry. He came and looked at the dead man's face.
"Thank God, it isn't my brother," said Sir Henry.
I looked carefully at the dead body. It was the body of a tall man with a long black moustache. His clothes were very old-fashioned, and there was a crucifix round his neck.
"I think this is Dom José da Silvestre," I said. "That's impossible," said Sir Henry. "He died 300 years ago."
"It's very cold high up in these mountains, because there's always snow here. This man stayed frozen all these years," I said. "Look, here's a bone. He used this bone to draw the map."
"We must go, but first we'll put Fentfogel beside him," said Sir Henry.
I helped Sir Henry put Fentfogel's body next to Dom José de Silvestre's. Then we left the cave. We started to walk down the other side of the mountain. When the sun was higher in the sky, we saw some antelopes below us. They were quite far away, but I'm a very good hunter. I took my gun and shot a big male antelope. We were very hungry, but there was no wood to make a fire.
"We'll have to eat the meat uncooked," said Captain Good.
We ate the antelope meat and began to feel stronger. Then we put some of the meat into our bags and continued our journey.